We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Gary Fensick.
He was a heavyweight wrestler. Yeah. I mean, you know, he had the moves. And the thing about Jimbo is he wasn't, like, really ornery. I mean, you know, really, he just kind of did his job, did it, I would say, almost in a quiet manner. But people appreciated, one, his durability and also just the consistency that you get having a good tackle. It's really changed so much. And, you know, it used to be the blindside tackle. Mm-hmm. And I think today it's like, hey, the guards are really important. Centers really critical in making all the line calls, the blitz calls, and everything else. But just to have anyone at one position for 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years, it's just something you take for granted. But boy, you don't realize how much you miss them until they get hurt or they retire.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer in the first ever 8-passenger Hyundai Palisade. We'll talk football with Matt Miller at 10, some baseball with Michael Bauman of The Ringer at 10:20. Midday Midway is back at 10:40, and Anthony Herron will be in studio at 11. Now, your giveaways, the things that you get just for putting up with this show, a chance at $1,000 cash with a lucky text keyword, and a pair of tickets to see the Bulls against Minnesota at the United Center on Wednesday, January 22nd. You have to be listening for your chance to win. 312-644-6767. That's the phone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to text us? Text us, 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. Hey, download the radio.com app.
College football would be better if Odell Beckham Jr. gave cash to every winning team after every single game all season long.
And every losing team.
Why not? Just all give the everybody players, the money. Just hand it out.
Give all the players money and everything would be better. You can stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. We have a video feed.
That we do.
And when you download the app, you can just use the radio.com app, or you can go to 670thescore.com.
It's just right there. It's on the
it's
page.
Right on the it's website. There. It is there, and we are here. Hello, how's it going? Hey.
Hi.
Here's the 1, 2, 3, 4 high-def cameras, and Brian Gertz and your guy Connor Henson.
That's it. Yeah, okay. Connor Henson.
Who directs the video
That's
feed.
Right. It's one end for a Henman.
One to Connor with one end, because we know there's something odd about that. But you can watch us, and it's cool because it has never looked better. They've got these special blinding surgical lights.
It is very, very bright in here. Yeah. But that's fine.
I love
that's
how
fine.
It pisses off Mulligan, too.
He gets so mad.
It's like Nosferatu or something. Ah!
He lives in a fragile ecosystem. He's the first to tell you that. Little thing upsets the system, then it's a downward spiral the rest of his day. I feel bad.
He always gets mad when I raise the temperature.
Hates that.
It takes time for this room to... Because it's like a... If we left the lights on and kept it at morning show temperature,
right,
you would be able to do autopsies in
absolutely
this room.
Absolutely. It's very, very cold.
Like
and very
weighing
bright.
The organs and everything. You could do it mm-hmm. all in here. But yeah, cold and very, very bright. But now it's
right.
Fine.
Yeah, we go with up on, right? The lights, so the temperature's up. The lights are on, up on. That's the way to do it.
Our producers are Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the man in the back, the executioner, Ray Diaz, doing what he does. I find in its entirety, when you actually start reading off names and job descriptions,
mm-hmm.
you can't do anything other than find what the Bears are doing to be hilarious.
It's like a...
By the way, Mulligan is threatening me with a canoe paddle.
Well,
he's standing...
You probably deserve it. I don't know where he brought the canoe paddle in from, but that is worrisome.
They're going to go and do Screamers and Howlers right now.
I love that show.
Or, I don't know, is that a regular part of the podcast, or he's just bringing the canoe paddle in with him?
It's that time of the week. The canoe paddle.
Do they have PJ Fleck on today?
It could be rowing the canoe.
Right, row the boat.
I don't...
How is the people?
Paddling a canoe. That's definitely a paddling. Yeah, I don't know what's going on in there not right now, but I feel bad for Z-Pack.
Did he bring his own canoe paddle? Do they both have canoe paddles?
I don't know. Okay. It's an odd relationship. Kevin, back in your box.
Part of why the Screamers and Howlers podcast is the uproarious time that it is. Canoe paddles.
Right.
They use them all. No, the Bears offensive coordinator / coaching staff / quarterbacks coach / run game / passing game coordinator.
Come on.
It's like a Russian bureaucracy thing, right?
Come on. It's patently ridiculous.
Layer after layer after
There's
layer.
There's no way. I mean, just say you want a guy around because you want him there. I mean, we didn't know what Brad Childress did, right?
Still don't.
We still don't know what he did.
And won't.
Right. And he left. He's gone.
To go do something else somewhere.
So they promote Dave Ragone to passing game coordinator.
That's correct.
So you now have Matt Nagy, who is the offensive mind, who's in charge of everything, who knows all the plays and calls the plays, and he's on the headset. Yet, you have a passing game coordinator,
mm-hmm.
a quarterback's coach, and an offensive coordinator. With Matt Nagy, you can't possibly, with a straight face, tell me that there's a way where all of them have distinct responsibilities.
Their touchdowns per staff member is going to be rough.
I mean, come on. There's no way. It's just, and maybe it works, and maybe teams do it, but you can't not find this preposterous.
It's so... I understand that it is preposterous, that you've now added so many layers to the offensive decision-making process that it's going to be impossible to determine who's responsible for anything other than Matt Nagy is responsible for everything, right? I mean, I guess at some point the buck still does stop there, so there's that for you, I suppose. It's still impossible to decipher through these moves what Matt Nagy wants the offense to be like next season. The only thing, the thing that gives you the most clarity about that thing, about what the offense is going to look like, is whatever quarterback gets signed.
Kind of, but it's still Mitch.
No, that's the
Mitch,
only thing.
But it's still Mitch.
Well, so here's the thing.
And that's why this looks so desperate. The sum of the activity seems so desperate. It's like, oh my God, this is our last chance. We've got to bring in everybody to make this guy not suck.
But is it their last chance? I think you're right, but I think there are questions that need to be asked about as many coaches that are here now. Because it probably is all to reinforce and buttress Mitch, right?
Yes.
It's to lift him up and make him into an average quarterback in the NFL, which... By the way,
if you keep hiring
great.
People. The more coaches we have here, the more we can make sure that Mitchell Trubisky can read a defense. Is that what it is?
Lord knows he doesn't get confused by a whole lot of different things thrown at him, so that's good.
Who are you again?
They're all going to play zone when they coach Mitch so that he understands it better. That's what we're going to do.
In a different area.
We're going to come at you, but we're not going to come at you from man to man. It's going to be zone with DeFilippo and Ragone and all these guys. But the question that needs to be asked is, yeah, while they're here next season, they're trying to lift Mitch up. Are they also trying to lift the rest of the offense? How much control is Matt Nagy handing over?
They don't have a run game coordinator.
How willing is he to be influenced?
Can you have a passing game coordinator and not a running game coordinator?
Maybe they're going to hire a run game coordinator.
I thought that's what Castillo was doing, too.
I don't think they gave him the title. I didn't see that as a title.
I don't think officially. I think we presume that he's going to be in charge of the run game.
The reason we presumed it is because the when they bus-tossed the guys they fired, it leaked out that they were in charge of the run game. There's been nothing official. This is official. Passing game coordinator. That's a title. That's what he is and what he does. I have no idea what it means, but that's what they're saying. I mean, they knowing them, they could bring in an RPO coordinator.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, if they're on this path, you got a salary cap for players. You don't have a salary cap for coaches. If they have committed
they
themselves.
They need a coordinator.
Think about how deep they are in this. If they've committed themselves to Mitch, which I fear they have, but if they've committed themselves to Mitch and Ryan Pace is telling every single coach that comes in, lovely to have you, can't wait for you to help our offense, but by the way, it's got to be with Mitch Trubisky, then you just keep bringing in coaches, man. You just keep bringing in people who tell you, yeah, we can make that guy work. We can figure out how the offense works with old number 10. We'll figure this stuff out. I don't think we can figure this out.
Like it's this just, is it's, going great.
It's all of that. It's just, it's that. It's this continuous motion to try and get people to agree and maybe something sticks with the kid that can't read defense.
That's why it's farcical. I always bring this up that it is a defining characteristic of farce is the needless expenditure of energy. The running across the hallways and doors slamming and mistaken identities. Picture the third act of any episode of Fawlty Towers, right?
God, I love that show.
Right, but that's classic.
Yeah, of course it is.
That's when it's just the so much is happening to accomplish nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what Nagy's pitch is. Does he have to pitch it to Pace, or do you have to pitch it to Ted, or is like? Yeah, we got to create a whole bunch more coaching positions.
I need more office space. Mm-hmm. I need like three more conference rooms. We're going to need a whole lot more space, more computers, the whole thing. Because that's what these guys are going to have to work with. They're all going to have to work together on an offense that has no... I mean, listen, what was the common thread between guys like Sage Rosenfels and everybody else we talked about this offense is that it doesn't really have a, you know, process.
How do they know when they're supposed to talk? Like, really, in meetings, like...
Robert's rules.
I guess it has to be, right? I mean, they got to go like parliamentary procedure. I mean, in these around a table, who talks when?
I think Mitch gets to call on people. I think that's how we do it.
Poor Mitch.
I think that's how we
Mitch
do it.
Mitch knows Robert's rules of order.
Who's Robert's rules?
Great.
Like, that's going to
be great if he actually was, like, fluent with it.
Like, that's the one thing.
Yes.
Zone defense is not so much.
No, but he was like a
buzz blitz. Nah, I don't really get it.
No, you need a 2/3 vote to overturn that play call.
We don't have cloture.
Screaming over and over. Yeah, cloture!
Just, right. He has arcane, intricate knowledge of parliamentary procedure. Like, where'd this come from? I don't know. Joe and Bo, you're on the score. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Listen, a couple plays really upset me that killed the offensive drives. Week one. It was a jet sweep to Tariq Cohen. He fumbled. And then I think it was in the Kansas City game where they did a jet sweep to Anthony Miller. He fumbled. So maybe, now the first time I ever heard of a passing game coordinator was when Joe Brady did it for the Saints, and then he went to LSU. Now he's back in the NFL as OC for the Panthers. So maybe, I don't know, hire a jet sweep coordinator to, help fix that issue because, that killed some drives and obviously – didn't help our offense down the
okay.
He just hit the limit there, didn't you?
Yeah, I just the cup of words filled up.
Well,
you know what I mean? just okay.
You just hit your limit. That was amazing. Dan was listening for a solid 9 seconds and like really actually listening. Then his face glazed over.
I was trying.
Then it was, I don't know these words. Then he heard our 3 times. Like, nope, that is it.
It's fine.
I'm done
just,
with that.
I need a coordinator for that call. I'm hiring a coordinator for just for that particular
taking
call.
The talking stick from that man.
Retroactively. That's in the Bears talking stick. That's yeah, you have it, you talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're talking Bears on Bernstein and McKnight on this sunny Thursday in Chicago. Cold, though. Actual winter. We can't complain, though. It's been fine.
No, we can state that it's been very cold and move on from our complaining. There are possibilities here with all of the coaches, all of the ciphers that got hired to kind of obfuscate whatever's going on with Mitch, the offense and the process. There's a lot of connections. John DeFilippo has connections to both Nick Foles and, you know, has connections to Nick Foles and Gardner Minshew and some quarterback work there. The only way that I find this, the only way I'm going to be happy about the new construction of the Bears offensive coaching staff is if you've hired all of these coaches so that each and every one of those coaches can manage each and every one of the brand new quarterbacks that the Bears bring in 2020. Whether that's a trade for Nick Foles, bringing in Andy Dalton after he gets cut by the Bengals, Marcus Mariota in some strange decision decides he doesn't care that his agent represents him and Mitch and is happy to compete with a essential teammate for a starting job, and then the draft pick that they also spend on the quarterback position. Then you've got three quarterbacks, and you're throwing stuff against the wall to see what fits because the Bears realize, and I don't think this is happening, but the Bears realize that you have to get average quarterback play in order to not waste this defense. That's the only way I'm happy here.
If they draft a guy, that's the guy.
Why wouldn't they?
Well, they wouldn't because they'd be frightened. They wouldn't because...
Is there a good reason, though?
No, but that's why they wouldn't. Yeah, is because they know that the moment guy X, whoever he is, the moment whoever that person is in the fourth round or whatever wherever they're picked, he becomes the hope right away. That poor kid.
Yeah.
He walks in and he has no idea, and the phone rings and his life changes forever, and he has no idea what has just happened to him.
Right. So what organization in the NFL succeeds by making a decision about quarterback out of fear?
None.
Zero. Zero of the organizations that have decided on quarterbacks or made their quarterback process fear-based have succeeded, correct?
Correct.
All right, so, you know, but
what's been going on here? This has been Operation Prop Up Mitch for a couple of years now.
Feels that way. The only thing that tips it in the other direction is the signing of that brand-new quarterback.
And or the drafting of that poor soul. It's going to be reduced to just a gibbering jangle of nerves.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
This is John in Dallas on the Score. Hi, John.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Fine.
Hey, the Bears ownership must think ticket holders are stupid to keep constantly believe that these folks that's incompetent, that continue to make bad decisions, can make the right decisions now. They fired the people that was under the coach. They wasn't the problem. The coach was the problem. And they're not going to get it right. I'm not going to keep paying my season ticket. They keep letting the same people make the same decisions. And look. We had to
You have season tickets?
Ticket holder. Bulls, everything. Listen, they can't continue to do
this. Wait, you have season tickets to every team?
The Bears and the Bulls?
Yeah. The BMO Harris level.
Oh, okay.
That's good seats.
So all I'm saying is we can't keep expecting us to spend our hard-earned money.
Well, yeah, they do. Of course they can, because you keep spending it. Of course they can expect you to spend it.
Well, I'm going to stop.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm going to stop, man.
No, you're not.
But look, we had to swallow the last two quarterbacks. That look how good those two quarterbacks named them incompetent, pacing them, passed up. And they ain't doing it no more.
But you are doing it.
You're welcome. Absolutely welcome. Thanks for the call. I think you'll probably go to games next year.
He likes bragging about having every season ticket, way too much to give them up.
Right. Yep. Or he doesn't have them. Or there's that possibility too.
Are you saying callers lie?
But
no, never.
But right. But if you like to wear the badge of season ticket holder to make your opinion seem more important, you're not giving up your season tickets.
You just made Ryan Pace lean in on Mitch just a little harder.
That's your validation. That's your stamp of validation and significance. You're like, oh, that's it. I'm giving up my season. No, you're not.
You just made him hire one more offensive coach.
Yeah.
I'll just get another one.
Yeah. And it's almost like an endowed chaired professorship at this point. the John from Dallas assistant coaching position. Colleges actually have that, right? I mean, it doesn't at Northwestern, like, isn't Pat Fitzgerald a chaired coaching spot? Isn't that like the
The
what are you saying? He has a professorship an adjunctship that comes with?
No, the head coaching position is a named at a lot of colleges. Like, I don't know if it's at Alabama, but you don't know unless you look in the media guide.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't say, like, Nick Saban, Alabama head coach. It would say Nick Saban, the Tom and Edna Feinberg head coach or whatever it is. That there are that's a thing.
Oh, there's like a donor.
Yes.
That has
You can buy it. You can that's inventory for colleges. I'm dead serious on that. I'm sure somebody would know.
When the head coach gets fired, does the donor get fired too from that?
No, then somebody else is hired to be the such and such head coach. That's advertising space that they actually will try to move. Huh. Jeff in Arlington Heights here on The Score. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, guys. Two real quick comments. Joe kind of stole my thunder. The last caller, Bears are now and always will be a horse crap organization. And Dan.
What? That's kind of broad.
Well, look at the record. And Dan,
they're 8-8.
I hear you continually say that you think Nagy's a good coach.
No, I said a good head.
He's not an idiot.
I said a good
you
head.
You still think that?
Yes, I think he's a good head coach, and I don't
and
think
he's
an idiot.
He's not an idiot.
Correct.
What are you smoking?
Well, it's a blend.
I think he's had a rough go as a play caller. And
you think a head coach is going to do all this stuff that you're railing on him the entire morning since you've been on, and you still think he's a good head coach, and he's not an idiot?
I think he's
everything that's going on is the work of a madman, a mad scientist.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Get better thunder.
Yeah, right.
It's such a great day.
If that guy stole your thunder, get better. Yeah, we need
such
better
a
thunder.
Great day. Oh my God, I didn't know this was coming, and I love it so much.
Was there a game yesterday?
I think so.
I told Rick.
I played a game in Madden.
I'm very tired, and I'm not actually screening calls today. Just
bring them on.
If you call,
you're having yourself a Matabatacola.
Yeah. If you call,
that's
you're
a Matabatacola.
If you have season tickets to anything. Literally anything, you're on the show.
Yep.
What's great is they've all been this way, and they're so bad that they're good. Why they're going.
This is a vintage morning already.
Really is. I didn't see this coming.
Well, the Bears have a new quarterbacks coach, and they've elevated their previous quarterbacks coach to passing game coordinator. Ross Tucker, the radio.com NFL insider, he had some very specific thoughts about John DeFilippo and what he does. What he can do for the Bears. We'll hear from him next on The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Another Matabatacola.
Well, this has been fun so far. That's a nice little first opening segment here on the Bernstein and McKnight show as we go full Bears meatball.
Yeah, why not? Some throwback work from the callers. Yeoman's work so far. 312-644-6767. The rules have been lifted. If you have season tickets of any kind to anything, you can just call. Doesn't matter. It's fine.
Yeah, this texter says,
scream and yell.
I have season tickets to the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. Their organization is garbage and always will be. Bringing it into Capitol Steps, you got to be bleeping me. The director of artistic performance is trash. That's up with all these podcast shows they're running? That's not art.
Well done, sir. Well done, sir, or madam.
Very, very nicely
hysterical.
Done.
Hysterical.
So Ross Tucker, the radio.com NFL insider, was on with Mully and Haw this morning, and he had very specific thoughts about the Bears' new quarterbacks coach, John DeFilippo.
He was the quarterback coach, but also integral with the game plan with Frank Reich and Doug Peterson in 2017 when they won the Super Bowl. And that's the year, if you remember, that Carson Wentz was able to be the MVP of the league until he got hurt. I mean, I think everybody thinks he was going to be the MVP until he got hurt in December against the LA Rams. And so what people in Philadelphia talk about is that it feels like Wentz's mechanics haven't been as good, haven't been the same since then. You know, when you watch him, he'll throw off his back foot. He won't protect the football as well. His feet won't be set. That was not the case with DeFilippo. DeFilippo is really known as being a stickler for quarterback mechanics, and it's kind of crazy because yesterday I was on WIP in Philadelphia, and they have an offensive coordinator vacancy, and they said, Ross, do you want DeFilippo back? I said, yeah. I don't know if he necessarily has to be the offensive coordinator, but Carson Wentz clearly played his best football with DeFilippo as his everyday quarterback coach. So for the Bears to get him to work with Trubisky and or maybe somebody else, I think is a huge positive for the Bears. I mean, whatever Trubisky can be, even if DeFilippo hasn't had as much success as a coordinator, pretty much everybody sings his praises as a quarterback coach, and he'll be working with Trubisky every single day because sometimes Trubisky has mechanical issues as well.
Okay, you know how I feel about the Trubisky mechanics issue.
That it just doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
All that much.
It doesn't. That there's no correlation. He makes great throws with weird mechanics. He makes awful throws with great mechanics.
I get what you mean. It can't be there's no correlation. Better mechanics would probably be better overall, but how much better is...
It's in his head.
I'm not arguing that. First thing Matt Nagy said, well, the most critical thing Matt Nagy said in the end-of-season press conference when he and Ryan Pace were up there saying that Mitch is going to be our starter next year is that we'd like him to be a master of reading coverages, i.e., he can't do that yet, and we need him to learn how to do it. So, yeah, it's
but between NFL guys talk about mechanics in a way where when it's convenient, because when you have Aaron Rodgers throwing across his body, throwing sidearm, people are gushing over Patrick Mahomes and all of his different arm angles and Russell Wilson, everything he does, and oh, look what he did. Very few guys can make that throw. It's all ex post facto stuff. It's all post hoc ergo propter hoc stuff. And I'll speak in Latin for the remainder of the show.
Please. Please do.
I see all kinds of good throws from Mitchell Trubisky with his feet moving or off the wrong foot, and there's a bias against this stuff. It's like when something bad happens, they blame mechanics instead of the fact that he didn't know what he was seeing.
Yeah, but you got to remember that when we talk about mechanics, there are a lot of coaches that we tell you footwork determines progression, and if you want to put some of the footwork into the mechanics conversation, then perhaps that helps with his decision making. And you named a lot of really great quarterbacks, right? You named Mahomes and Rodgers and Russell. Is that it? I think you probably throw more in there if you want to. Like you named elite quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Here is a fact. We're done talking about Mitch in terms of reaching that elite level. I don't think that's happening. I don't think that elite level of play, those kind of throws, and the kind of excuse making that happens, like in a good way, for those quarterbacks, like, sure, Mahomes had terrible footwork and his hips were pointed that way and the ball went that way at 65 miles an hour, 45 yards down the field with pinpoint accuracy to Travis Kelce. That's how the Chiefs scored their next touchdown. Like, that's not happening. So I don't mind a discussion like Ross Tucker was having with the boys this morning about better mechanics, perhaps getting you to a more average level of play, a more consistent level of average play.
I'm not hiring John DeFilippo to work on mechanics. You need him to figure out what's happening in front of him.
You can do both of those things, I think.
Yeah, but that,
Sorry. You can task a coach with both of those things. I don't mean to say that just because they've hired John DeFilippo that you've fixed some issues here.
If we're still talking about mechanics after 40 NFL starts, this thing's over. Forget it.
But you knew that when they sat down and told you Mitch was their starter. The only thing, it remains true, the only thing that changes the trajectory of this team are the two quarterbacks they bring in during this offseason. That is the only thing.
This is an email from Rudy who says, I'm picturing Mitch in a dark room watching film. There's 100 coaches walking past the door one by one, each saying, Mitch, can you read a defense yet? And a constant refrain of, nope, not yet, over and over again for eternity. Don is in West Chicago. He's on the score. Hi, Don.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hey, how's it going, man? I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
I'm a truck driver. I'm over the road. You know, I've been watching the Bears since like 1980. You know, you guys are absolutely right. It is kind of comical, a lot of stuff that they do. My big thing is what was exposed in the last four games of the season. When they had to win all four in order to make a playoff spot because the Rams were folding, and so was Minnesota, and I was like, all they had to do is win four games, right? The left tackle was Mitch was constantly being under duress, number one, because of the left tackle. I mean, the offensive line overall wasn't great, but the left tackle was exposed big time. And, I like Leno Jr., but come on,
but
man.
He's the left tackle. How can you like him?
Yeah, I know.
You just said all that.
As a person, you like him as a person.
He did have a good season last year, didn't he? Is the reason why they gave him the contract, right? I mean, he was capable of playing that way. I don't know what happened this past season. I don't know if it was just an overall mental thing, with the whole team. You know, you're right about Mitch. It's all in his head, and he's got to get that out of his head. And if he doesn't, he's got one more season, and he's gone.
Thanks for the call.
Love you, Don. Stay safe.
Yep.
Now, offensive line is a problem, but I don't think – I mean, we talked to Hub about this a couple of weeks ago. We talked to Kevin Fishbane about this too. Their options at tackle are pretty limited because of the contracts they've got Bobby Massey and Charles Leno signed to. Well, Bobby Massey might be fine for you at right tackle, but Charles Leno had a terrible season. Penalties, just with the penalties. Mm-hmm. Even if he played average left tackle, which I don't think he did, but even if he had played average left tackle, the penalties alone – brought you right back down to way below average.
This has been a fun Bears Monday.
Just delightful. It's a really
rip-roaring Bears Monday.
Good work out of y'all.
Even though it's Thursday. Matt Miller is going to talk football with us. He can break down what he saw in the national championship game, what he's seeing right now for all these names that are declaring, and what he thinks of this remodeled Bears coaching staff. He's coming up next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.